Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and on this bright and early Saturday morning, August 6, 2016, my guest today is Pamela Denise Brown with Books Speak For You. Pamela, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good morning. Hi.
Excellent. Good morning. Well, we have already started a conversation, but the listening audience wasn't part of it, so we're going to bring them into the conversation. And as I do on my show, I really encourage my guests to sort of start by sharing their significant story behind what helped them be an entrepreneur. And Pamela, you've got a great story, so I'd love for you to start there and share with us what put you on the path to entrepreneurship.
Well, actually, what put me on the path to entrepreneurship was I had written a book, and the first book that I had written, I had chose a publication, a publishing company, that wasn't really favorable to me. I wasn't really happy with the results of that. And so after I had that experience, and I don't want to say bad because it was a good bad experience because it got me to where I am. And after I learned my lesson, learned everything that I needed to learn about publishing a book and going through the necessary self-training, if you will, that I went through to be knowledgeable with how to actually put the book together, you know, the page count, the page bleed, the picture, the illustration, editing the book, and all that you have to do behind the scene of actually presenting the book, I decided to start a book publishing company because I wanted everybody else's book to look like my book. I wanted to publish books that look like the book that I wanted to have published that I did not have published when I hired a publication company to publish my book. So that's the actual story behind that, without going into, you know, the real, you know, detail of it. But that's the actual reason why I became a bookseller, if you will, and also started a publication company because I wanted people to have the experience of having a great book, you know, with limited to no cost because of the disadvantage and or, you know, because I was taken advantage of. So that's what really got me here. Become an entrepreneur in that arena of selling publishing them as well.
That is a powerful story, and so many people learn from lessons. And I liked how you said sort of bad good experience. You know, when bad things happen, you have an opportunity in terms of how you react to them. And so it sounds like what you chose to do was learn from that and then create something that you were proud of. So you now have this company, Book Speak For You, and that's a very specific title. Tell us why you named your organization Book Speak For You.
Okay, well, the parent company is called Pamela and Valai Publications, and then it's Book Speaks For You. Well, Book Speaks For You, I chose that because after I published that the version of a book under Pamela and Valai, I wanted to publish books for children. So because I wanted to publish books for children, I came up with the title Book Speaks For You because your book actually speaks for you. I tell children that I want them to write down their imaginations, their visions, their ideals, you understand, and that whatever they write down, it will speak speak for them. And if they put it in a book, then that book speaks for you. You can cheer a person on without using your hand because your words can be cheerful. You understand? You can hug a person without ever touching them because the words that you write in your book will speak for you and do whatever you command your words to do. In other words, your book speaks for you through the words that you choose to write in your book. And so I really like to publish the work of children that are encouraging words and inspire children to share their stories, because my belief is that children inspire each other. So that's why I chose the name Book Speaks for You, because it actually does. In your words, your book will speak for you.
Wow. That is excellent. That is excellent. And you, in fact, have very ambitious goals that you've set and that you've achieved. Take us back to one of the things that I find remarkable is that, you know, many people struggle with trying to write one book, and they often don't set a deadline for themselves, but time passes on. You, in fact, set one of your first larger deadlines of 40 books in 40 days. And can you tell us a little bit about that goal and how you achieved it? And what was the outcome of 40 books in 40 days?
Well, actually, I just have to be honest. People often ask me that. And I only tell them the truth because it's actually my truth. I say that God commissioned me and inspired me to write the books, 40 books in 40 days, because it just dropped into my spirit. And I did not understand what I would be writing. I knew that I was called, if you will, to do it. And I'm like, what am I going to write about? But I knew when I knew that I had to do it, because as I started to write the books, right, I didn't know what to write, and because I was trying to write through my eyes. But then when I sat down, I said, well, 40 books in 40 days, how am I going to do this? And it was that I started praying, and I started talking to God, and God started giving me the words. And so people often ask me, Pamela, do you ever get writer's block? And I say, well, I don't know what writer's block is, because I'm not the writer. I always compare it to people that read the Bible, or people that believe in the Bible or are knowledgeable of the Bible and how it derived, know that the Bible was written by 40 penmen, and it is understood that, you know, the Spirit of God used these penmen to write those words. So it just comes into my mind to set a goal, you know, 40 books in 40 days. And I finished the books in 36. Then the next commission.
Wow.
Yes. Then the next commission was 100 books in 100 days. And I was supposed to start that October the 1st. And I started like the last week in October, and I finished January the 8th. Like, I was in Washington at the Library of Congress on that day. I have a ritual in which I'm always there. And now I'm actually writing 700 books in 60 days. And I started that in July, June 7th is when I got called to do that. So there has to be there has to be a deadline, because, you know, I have I'm a person, I'm driven by a drive of completion, but I also have a spell of procrastination because I do so many different things. You know, I'm kind of all over the place. I call myself the everything girl. Because I always say, I never want to hire somebody to do something that I myself cannot do. You understand? So even though the bad experience turned good, it taught me how to do it. So my thing when I start hiring people, I don't ever want people to say, I can't. Because I know that you can. Because I have three children, you know, that I take my daughter to school every day. And I still have these deadlines to meet in between being a mother. I'm a cooker. I cook every day, because I love cooking for my children, you know. and I'm vegetarian. So there's a lot of things that I have to do, including writing, that I have to have deadlines. And I lock myself into the deadline, and my mind is like, and then once I make the announcement, if you will, to anybody that I have a deadline, whether it's my children or a friend or you, you know, on your show, Fran, I have to, I'm driven by that to complete it.
I totally
understand. It's a drive within me.
I totally
right.
understand it. Right. So Pamela, now that you've shared why the name of the company and some of the deadlines that have been set and that you've completed or are in the process of completing, let's talk about some of the books that you've written. Share with me some of the specific titles and how they relate to your purpose in life.
Okay. Well, some of the titles that I wrote, the first, okay, we'll go with title one, excuse me. And that title is called When I Think About Tomorrow. And that these are 100 educational books. I call them my educational collection. And the books are to teach children how to be psychologically sociable, culturally sensitive, and aware so that children can coexist with other children in diversity, but in harmony. You understand? So the first book is called When I Think About Tomorrow. And the title basically speaks for itself. It's When I Think About Tomorrow. And then the second title is called If Tomorrow Comes. Because if you don't think about tomorrow, then you won't want to change today. Like, in thinking about tomorrow, you'll have to change today so that tomorrow becomes better for you. You know, everything that you do today will make tomorrow better. So the book kind of, the title is the book. And then the other book that I've written is called Going Too Soon. And that book is about things that are going too soon, opportunities are going too soon, chances are going too soon. So the books are centered around the thought that a child should have in making these writings applicable in their life so that they can understand that. I have another book, it's called, you know, Everything You Do Matters. And the books are told rhythmically so the children can get it. You know, like Hickory Dickory Dock. You memorize it because it's a rhyme, but it's not significant, if you will, for the development of a child, you know, to be successful in themselves. It's a nursery rhyme, and it sounds nice. But so my books are written with the same concept, but it's like Today We Learn, Six Steps to Change, Everything You Do Matters. You know, at the book that I wrote, Don't Be a Dummy with a Smartphone, because the phone is smart. You know, children can't tell time because everything is digital. You know, it's like, don't be a dummy with a smartphone. You can, like, learn a new language with the smartphone because the smartphone is smart. You know, I have a book that's called The Laws for the Lawless, because children need to understand that the law is in place to help you become safe, or be safe, rather, to keep me safe, to keep the whole existence of humanity safe. And so they need to understand these things. You know, Everything You Do Matters, you know, When I Think About Tomorrow, and things like that. You know, it's not black or white, it's me. That's another book. That's one of a favorite title I have. And another favorite title is Mommy Taught Me That. And that book is about a child that's in school that raises her hand, and the teacher is so amazed because she's in a setting where, and children aren't doing that anymore. They're just blurting out stuff. And she's like, well, why are you raising your hand? And the little girl says, well, Mommy taught me that. And then she'll say, well, what else did Mommy teach you? And the book goes on to, well, Mommy taught me to ask questions. Mommy taught me to be courteous. Mommy taught me that I need to listen, to pay attention. And so the books help children to understand that they need to have manners, and that they need to have values, and along with their academic curriculum, so that they can just coexist and be in harmony with just society. You understand? Because a lot of children, they're not able to get it. They don't understand that they need to be psychologically sociable so that they can
fit in with what's going on so that they can know how to act and train themselves in their mind that the things that they read in the books don't actually make it applicable in their lives. So a lot of titles, the titles are actually the books itself.
Which is really powerful. And I imagine that there are many adults as they're reading the books to children and or listening to the children read, reflect and say, that's good advice for me as well.
Right. So, like, for instance, Think First. I have a book called Think First. You know, there's a star in your eye. And that's for children who chase after, you know, stars, Beyonce, Jay-Z, or whoever. The book is like, there's a star in your eye. Like, understand who you are. You know, the differences, do they really matter? Or there is no competition, we all win, because everybody's a winner. As soon as you're born, you're a winner already. So the books help to instill that so the children can – I need children to understand you are already who you're supposed to be. You're just in training mode to be the best of that person. You understand? Because you're growing. You're a child. I have a book that says My Life is Bigger Than Me. And so that book, I teach that book to children because your life is bigger than what you are right now. You're just 10, you know, but your life is so much bigger. So be the big part of your life, you know, grow up to be the big part and don't see yourself where you are now because you're already great. You know, you're already somebody. You don't become somebody. You are already somebody, you know. And so that's what my
book. Very motivational, very specific.
Right.
Very encouraging. Pamela, you clearly, in setting these goals and being inspired, are producing books that matter and books that speak for you as well as books that help children understand who they are. When you go about making sure they get into the hands of children and or adults, how do you do that? How are they priced? How can people find the books that you've created?
Well, all the books are on Amazon.com. They're on Amazon. And if you type in POTS, you'll get POTS. And if you type in Pamela Denise Brown, my whole full name, books, Pamela Denise Brown books, all of the 125 books that I've written and published, I've written more, but the ones that I've published will come up. And you can get them on Amazon, and some of them are on Barnes & Noble, but most of the books are on Amazon.com, and that's where you can get the books. I had a website wherein I was selling the books, but I didn't have anybody to maintain them, so I just kind of let Amazon handle all of that. And the books that I'm writing now, they'll be available the first week in September, and they'll be priced cheaper. I'm going to price the 700 books that are written in 5 different languages at $7 per book. And these books are over 100 pages long because, of course, they're in 5 different languages for the children. And they'll also be available on Amazon.com under my name, Pamela Denise Brown. And I'm just so excited because I have a book, it's called It's Not Strength, and that's for children, excuse me, friend, that thinks that you need strength to do stuff. It's not strength, it's your desire to be successful. You understand? Your desire to achieve. And so that's the books, they speak volumes. And those books that I have now, they're $20, but I'm going to make those cheaper. I'm going to try to make all of those $10. I have to actually go online into the Amazon website and do each book individually. But the 700 books in 60 days collection that are educational in 5 languages, all of those books will be $7. Because my thing, excuse me, I'm so sorry for the cough. My thing is to get the information to children. I'm not into even though I'm an entrepreneur, and an entrepreneur, you want to be successful at what you do. You want to get paid, if you will. You want to have monetary gain, and I will get that. You understand, it's like when you have a dollar store, you sell everything for a dollar, and you know when you go into the dollar store, you're going to spend at least $50, $60. So, you know, that establishment is making a lot of money, but you don't see it like that because it's a dollar, the person that's pricing it. But so that's why I'm making the books affordable to children, because I want the books to sell. I want people to get them. If I charge people $25 and $35, I'm looking at all the educational books online, and they're like $45 and $30, and they're like 20 pages. The lowest page count that I have is like 47 pages. And so my thing is that I need children to get – I'm interested in children getting information. And if I sell one book for $30 and sell 50 books for a dollar, then I've made 50. Do you understand? So I price them because I of course, want to make money, because this is my intellectual property. And I am an entrepreneur. But the main goal for me even having this business is to give children valuable information that they can make applicable in their lives, and that lined up with their academic curriculum will make them successful people, because the young become the old. They're children now, but these are going to be grown adults. And so the young become the old, and that's my message. So I'm instilling something in children, and I'm putting it at a price that parents can afford, you know, so that I can make money and so your child can be successful.
Absolutely. Well, Pamela, I want to ask you just a few more questions before we wrap up this interview. What is a favorite quote that motivates you as a leader and as an entrepreneur?
Well, this is my – and I have a book of quotes that I'm going to be giving away at the launch party October 18th. Mm-hmm. But this was my first quote that I wrote, and it's called Wisdom. And this it says, wisdom is when you get to the point that it's better to slow down and make the right choices than to claim you're smart and keep making the same mistakes. So that quote right there, that quote that I wrote to myself, because everything that I write is to me first. Even the books, you know, Learn How to Be Grateful, is to me. So wisdom is when you get to the point that you can slow down and make the right choices than to claim you're smart and keep making the same mistakes. And so, see, that's what I did. Instead of me going to another publishing company when I got ripped off for $4,000, I said, you know what, I'm going to learn how to be a publisher. And believe me, it wasn't easy. It was not easy. It only gets easy after you achieve it. Going through is difficult, but because you understand, you have to have a desire. So that's my quote. That's what keeps me going.
Very, very powerful. Pamela, thank you so much for sharing part of your morning, sharing your belief system, sharing your thoughts on words, and really showing this, that books speak for you. Again, would you share with people where people can find your books? And so they can follow up with you and purchase the books for their children.
Yes, you can find my books on Amazon.com, and you have to type in my whole name is Pamela Denise Brown. My middle name is included because there's another author, her name's Pamela Brown, so I had to distinguish who I was, and it's Pamela Denise Brown. Well, you can find me on Amazon. I have an author page there, and you can find all my books on Amazon.com under Pamela Denise Brown Books.
Well, Pamela, again, thank you. Congratulations. It is so encouraging that you write for yourself, that you have the goal of helping children understand themselves and prepare to be contributing adults and contributing citizens. I appreciate your time. You truly are bringing in significant information and encouragement into the world, and thank you again for being our guest.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to add to that the dry was because I didn't want to, even though I'm a publisher, I didn't want to solicit people to start my catalog. I wanted to have my own catalog of books in my company and then add to that. So now I'll be a published author of over 700 books by September. I will have published and written 825 books. So I'm excited about
wow.
that.
Very,
myself.
very exciting. Yes,
yes,
very
thank
exciting,
you.
And congratulations. Well,
thank
continue
you for
writing,
having me.
Continue sharing. You're welcome. You're welcome, and have a great rest of the day.
You
and so
as
there
well.
You have it, folks. Thank you. Significant entrepreneurs, significant stories, and significant thoughts.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.